Food processors saving energy. David Sparks, the Ag Information Network of the West. Researchers at U of I are working together to help Idaho food processing companies reduce their energy and water use. The research team received a grant for a one-year project to evaluate one or two North Idaho food processing companies' plants. The project will not only lead to benefits for the company, but will also establish a method for Northwest food processing companies to analyze and improve their own facilities. Project leader Dr. Richard Christensen is an expert in heat transfer, and co-leader Dr. Karen Humes is a geography professor. I had a question. Heat transfer, geography professor, how do those come together?
In many of the food processes that occur, the food either has to be sterilized, meaning heated, or it has to be kept cold, which also means heat transfer. In the company we're dealing with, which is up in Sandpoint, they need a lot of refrigeration. So the heat transfer that we're looking at is how do you keep stuff cool?
So I'm basically a geoscientist, and so I'm coming at this energy efficiency issue and seeing it as one of the most important things that I can work on right now. I currently teach classes in climate change mitigation. And when you look at how to mitigate climate change, you're looking at how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. When you look at how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, one of the first things you want to look at is energy efficiency.
Question answered. Makes perfect sense. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.